producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know what I don't do when I go to buy a gun or look at a gun at a gun shop? I don't fill out a questionnaire about the gun maker. Primarily because I don't care. Because when I'm buying a gun, I'm looking for it to do a very small amount of things. I'm looking for it to... I don't want it to go splody when I pull the trigger once or twice. I want to be able to line up the sights in a fast fashion. I want to be able to find stuff to go in it, like magazines. I want to find stuff for it to go into, like holsters. And that's about it. If it's reliable, if it's pretty hard, you know, pretty hardy as far as its construction, everything else, I buy it. I do not have any other filters. Like, are they... You know, do they want to save the waves filter? Do they tug the trees filter? Do they believe in climate change filter? Are they socially conscious filter? I suspect that a great many of you are the same way. However, coming out of Jersey City, the mayor, Steve Follop, he can claim that he's socially responsible. They had a $500,000 police handgun contract up for grabs, but everybody that won the bid on it had to fill out a questionnaire to show how the bidders feel about lawfully selling firearms to civilians under federal and state laws. Mind you, it's not illegal to sell firearms to civilians under any state or federal laws. They like to make it that way, but that's not the case. Because of the way they answered the questionnaire, Mayor Follop went with the one that answered it the most to his liking. And Jersey City's going to pay $10,000 more than needed for their replacement handguns. Also, Mayor Follop can claim social responsibility. this is going to Lawman Supply Company. Their bid was $10,000 higher, apparently because Lawman refuses to sell firearms to the general public. There are companies that only sell to law enforcement or to the military that you will never see their products unless somehow or other you find it on eBay or something. You're never going to see their product if they manufacture it, for example, in the hands of a civilian. In the particular case of this, they're based out of Pennsauken, New Jersey. In the case of them, they're supplying stuff that you can go to any other gun store and find. So the fact that they don't sell to the public is no big whoop. So they were able to answer the question honestly, but I'm not, you know. It's not going to do what the mayor wants it to do. He wants it to help shape the dialogue on gun control nationwide. There were only two bidders for this contract. And Lawman Supply Company had to answer questions regarding how it handles firearms it purchases back from the city, whether it manufactures or sells assault weapons for civilian use, and whether it agrees not to sell certain firearms for civilian use. Jersey City is the first municipality to implement this program, although other places like Seattle and other cities are reportedly interested in replicating the city's initiative. The questions, which have raised the ire of gun rights advocates, are socially responsible, according to Jersey City. Fulop, who will travel to Los Angeles to participate on a panel on gun violence, has said that in the absence of nationwide legislation to curb gun violence, big city mayors must act. What they're thinking they're going to do... what they're thinking they're going to do... See, only a handful of companies ever actually bid on these things. Because they have to be able to supply these things in bulk. They have to get them in bulk. They have to buy them in bulk in order for them to be able to submit a bid. Hence, they only sell to certain places. I don't know how they stay in business when the bid is satisfied. But as a rule, that's primarily their business. So, the fact that they don't sell to the public is not that big a deal. Now, as far as the guns they're trading in, those guns will likely be resold to a distributor who will then sell the trade-ins to retailers who will then sell the guns to law-abiding citizens who must complete federal background checks. Where's the problem with that? Jersey City is paying an extra $10,000 to possibly insert an extra middleman, the distributor, into the process. Now, that $10,000, I have no idea how big the municipality, how big this police department is, but couldn't that $10,000 go to ammunition and training? And, since they didn't change lawman supply, that's all they do. That's what they do. So they will say, no, we don't sell to civilians. Okay. Have you ever sold to civilians? No. See, they didn't change anything with them. Also, the taxpayers are on the hook for that extra $10,000. Simply because of Phillips' desire to make a name for himself as being radically anti-Second Amendment. City Council there is still, they still have to approve the deal. If you actually live in Jersey City, you might want to take that up because they're getting the same guns for $10,000 more. The same guns, whatever it is they bid for. You could politely give your opinion on that, I guess. But I'm not worried about this proliferating throughout the country. It will to be there's no doubt it will be picked up by certain places, and it's the same players that are playing that way right now. So it's that also is not that big of a deal. It's just another thing for them to do. But this is the stupidest of things they could possibly do. When you're outfitting police officers, you don't need to worry about how they feel socially about this or that or the other. You need to figure out what's going to work best for the best price. Military doesn't do that. I don't think. If they do, they need to stop. I can just see it now. Special Forces requisition coming up via DOD, Special Warfare Center. We're looking for some new knives. Are these knives made out of recycled plastic bottles? Are you guys against the clubbing of baby seals? How do you feel about the plastic bottles when you could just use a regular reusable bottle and use the tap water that's supposed to be artesian? All that stuff. I can just see it going out now. But, what they would like to see happen is they'd like to see all gun shops only sell to the military and to the police. The only problem is these guys sell durable goods. Guns last a long time if they're well maintained. And, that basically consists of not firing overcharged rounds out of it and oiling it. Yeah, that's about it. And so... these companies that want to just deal with that, they'll make one big sale and then I guess they'll go out of business. I don't know. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. One thing I need to tell you, those of you that actually watch the show, that whole background's getting ready to change. This is that's going to be nothing but Frog Lube back there, yo. That's coming soon. I'm a military veteran. And like a lot of military veterans, I look at the oath that I took, and I took it seriously. And it's really, in today's, it's a very solemn oath, because you're guaranteeing that you're going to uphold that oath with everything up to your life. And I believe in the oath. I know it's a fairly simple thing. It's not nearly as complex and overlayered as every other facet of our lives, but I believe in the oath. And I look upon these veterans groups, like the American Legion and AMVETS, and then other things too, like the professional organizations, like the Special Forces guys that are veterans that have their own little organization. I look at all of these things that military veterans put together to make a little club for themselves, a little association, organization, whatsoever. And I just see a bunch of guys that believe in the Constitution, and they believe in every part of it. And I look at and I extend that same latitude to the Oath Keepers. Now, the Oath Keepers are not just, you know, they're not just Army, Marines, they're not just military law enforcement. They're everybody that took an oath under arms, okay? I look at them in the same way. On June 12, 2014, the New York State Intelligence Center, which is a fusion center, issued a counterterrorism bulletin in which they identified the New York State Oath Keepers organization, as well as other liberty-type groups, as a far-right extremist group and or a threat to law enforcement. On August the 11th, the New York Oath Keepers sent out correspondence to both the governor and the superintendent of the New York State Police, clearly pointing out that faulty logic and misstatements of fact that were used to politically demonize the New York Oath Keeper organization, whose clearly stated nonpartisan mission is simply to encourage our military and law enforcement officers and others to honor their oaths to the United States and to the New York State constitutions. Now, doesn't that sort of admit something about the New York State Intelligence Center? The fact that they would identify a group such as this and say that they are a threat. That basically tells me that at some point in their mind's eye, they believe they may be doing something which they know intellectually is unconstitutional. Now, the New York Oath Keepers have requested meetings with the governor, the superintendent of the New York State Police, and or officials from other NYSIC member organizations so they can address any misinformation about their mission. And they were told that it is our goal to see this extremely prejudicial far-right extremist label retracted. And that's what they told the powers that be. And the necessary corrections made to the bulletin. And nothing has happened since they made that request. Neither the governor nor the superintendent of the New York State Police has seen fit to even reply to their original correspondence. So, the New York Oath Keepers, which consists of thousands of active duty and retired military police and fire personnel, who have at one or more times in their lives taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, sent them a second letter. They also sent a letter to the special agent in charge of the Albany office of the FBI, as they are also key members of the NYSIC. So far, no response. I saw a video with Andrew Cuomo in it. He was with the mayor of New York, and another candidate that's running against him for governor in New York was there and basically got in his face to shake his hand, and he looked right over them. He didn't notice them. It was so the fact that the way he ignored this person, it was almost like that person didn't exist. It was so natural. And this is the way he's handling this now. And there's a reason for that. That's because groups like this that identify with the oath, that uphold the oath, that champion the oath, and everything that stands for. And I do that. I do that. That's a threat to people like this. Now, notice in the bulletin it does not say that what they're doing is subversive. It doesn't say that what they're doing is treasonous. It doesn't say that what they're doing is terroristic, but it does say they could be a threat to the police. What exactly does that mean? And if you communicate a threat, it's very easy to get arrested for communicating a threat. But the thing about it is, they haven't done that. All they've said and all they do is encourage active members of the military and law enforcement and the firefighters to uphold their oath. So besides the fact that they're saying that they may be doing something unconstitutional later on down the road, they're also saying that we don't necessarily want you to uphold the oath. That's what their actions tell me. You know, if I'm just sitting there reading between the lines, I don't know how that would play. I don't know, you know, the NYSIC. I don't know what they have under their command. I don't know what kind of resources they have. I don't know if it's just a bunch of bureaucrats sitting together in suits carrying guns without certification in New York City. I don't know. So, the fact of the matter is that to me, they're sort of telegraphing that at some time down the road, they might be doing something that would be looked at as unconstitutional, and that could possibly be violent, because they're saying, with no indication from the Oath Keepers that they intend to do anything like this, they're saying that the Oath Keepers might go operational against them. I don't think the Oath Keepers would do that without a reason. And probably the only reason that would make them do that would be for the powers that be to go operational against them. Sort of a very wordy indication that they intend to do a little violence in New York State. We'll see. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. California, hear me. When you elect a person to represent you in Congress, remember that blind zealotry and self-righteousness is a very bad substitute for being level-headed and having a sense of humility. California senior U.S. Senator, and I mean senior. Oh, wow, do I mean senior. Dianne Feinstein, sponsor of the federal assault weapons and large magazine bans of the 1994-2004 time frame, says that researchers who conducted the congressional mandate to study the bans and found them lacking in effect are wrong. Not only is Dianne Feinstein an expert on weaponry, she can just look at research and determine it's wrong without examining it, because they didn't agree with her. 2 weeks ago was the 10th anniversary of the ban's expiration, and Feinstein issued a press release claiming, as she previously had, that the bans were responsible for a 6.7% decrease in total gun murders. That figure, Feinstein says, comes from the congressionally mandated study of the bans, which was conducted by Christopher Cooper and other researchers at the Urban Institute. On Wednesday, ProPublica reported that Professor Cooper disagrees with Feinstein's claim, and Feinstein says that Cooper is wrong about his own study. See, Cooper did a study. He looked at the study, and he came up with a conclusion. And Feinstein looked at the study and looked at the guy who did the study and said, you're wrong with your conclusion. Reporter Lois Beckett writes that Feinstein attributed the statistic to an initial Department of Justice-funded study of the first few years of the ban published in 1997. But one of the authors of the study, Dr. Christopher Cooper, a criminologist from George Mason University, told ProPublica That number was just a tentative conclusion. Koper was also the principal investigator on the 2004 study that, as he put it, kind of overruled, based on new evidence, what the preliminary report had been in 1997. Beckett continues. Koper said he and the other researchers in 2004 had not redone the specific analysis that resulted in the 6.7% estimate because the calculation had been based on an assumption that turned out to be false. See, when you're crunching numbers, you have to use valid setups. And if you use a false setup, then you're going to get flawed data. In the 1997, Koper said that he and the other researchers had assumed that the ban had successfully decreased the use of large-capacity magazines. What they later found out was that despite the ban, the use of large-capacity magazines in crime had actually stayed steady or risen. That's because they were grandfathered in. There are millions of those. And all banning them does is make the price of the ones that exist, which are also durable goods, skyrocket, but there's plenty of them. Professor Koper told Beckett the weight of evidence that was gathered and analyzed across the two reports suggested the initial drop in the gun murder rate must have been due to other factors besides the assault weapons ban. Feinstein disagrees with him that his 2004 study invalidates her 6.7% claim. And she insists, "I continue to believe that drying up the supply of military-style assault weapons is an important piece of the puzzle, and the data back this up." Senator Feinstein, you might want to ask yourself why so many people disagree with you for so many years on this subject. So many people. In 1995... 60 Minutes said that the claim that the bans reduced crime was nothing more than a good applause line because the year the bans were imposed was the best year for assault weapon sales ever. Everything that was in the chain was allowed to be bought up. In 2004, the Christian Science Monitor explained that, noting that gun manufacturers only had to make minor changes to the weapon in order to comply with the ban. I think, yeah, Jay's in the chat room. I think he or somebody else I know that lives down there around him, they've got a, you know, an assault weapon ban era rifle. I don't necessarily want to be shot with that thing just because it was during the assault weapon ban. It still looks like an AR-15. It might not have a flash suppressor. You can't attach a bayonet to it. I'm not interested in bayoneting anybody with one of those things anyway. The same year, 2004, the Violence Policy Center called Feinstein's bans a charade because sales of guns and magazines that Feinstein tried to ban increased while the bans were in effect. In fact, though she may not realize it, Feinstein herself has admitted that her original bans were ineffective. That's because ever since people started pointing out how ineffective her bans were, she's been introducing legislation that wouldn't just reinstate the bans, but would take them further. And so far, Congress isn't buying either one of those, thankfully. You know that old expression, fool me once, shame on you. California, why you keep electing her is beyond me. I saw her in a back and forth between her and Senator Ted Cruz. And she sat there and she starts out by basically doing a litany of things that she's done while a senator. And that's all good. But the thing about legislators today, congressmen, senators, this has really become a game of what have you done for me lately? And none of these guys are doing anything for the United States. Some of them are trying, and they're labeled as extremists and Tea Party backed and all these other things that people think, well, hey, these guys are extreme. They're Tea Party backed. There's no compromise in them. And when they say that, don't you want to just look at, like Feinstein, when you say that, don't you want to look at her and say, isn't compromise the problem? Isn't the fact that we compromise on everything the problem? Obama's been compromising a lot. That's why I don't have a whole lot of patience for people that look at quote-unquote Second Amendment advocates that are willing to compromise. How far do we have to go? Let's see. Let's see. Short-barreled rifles, suppressors, and fully automatic weapons. 1930s, we have the NFA. Back in the 1930s, to get a fully automatic weapon, you know, you could go buy a Thompson submachine gun at your local hardware store for about $50. Now that price went to $250 because you had to have a tax stamp. So now they got a way to track all this stuff. 1968, we had the Gun Control Act because between 63 and 68, we had three very notable figures assassinated here in the United States: Kennedy, King, and Kennedy. And for some reason, they thought that controlling guns would stop an assassin. And in the 60s, we bought it. We still had assassinations. We still have attempted assassinations. Some of the security is a little bit better, but just the other day, we had a guy that jumped the fence with a knife and made it all the way into the East Room of the White House before they took him down. And what they should have done... If I'm a Secret Service guy and my job is to protect the president, no matter who the president is, if they jump the fence and they're running at him, I'm putting him down. Bam! For some reason, they didn't do it. So that's still quite the possibility. The 1968 Gun Control Act did not remove the specter of assassination and gun violence. Still happened. 1986, we have the Hughes Amendment. The Hughes Amendment states that, you know, by then the $200, that wasn't that big of a deal. Now to buy an AR-15 with a automatic sear, $15,000. Oh, well. I could go on and on. Instead, I'll just tell you I'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let me state this unequivocally, I oppose expanded background checks because the whole premise of the background check in it in total is a lie. It's a falsehood. It does nothing to prevent crime. It does a lot of things to slow you up on buying a gun. In theory, the idea of the background check seems to sound sensible because you don't want to sell to a felon, right? You don't want to sell a gun to a felon. Expecting the background check to stop criminals is like trying to catch a particular salmon during spawning season by placing a rock in the middle of the stream and watching for the specific fish to jump over that rock. Now, the background check is specious. Now, if you don't know, that's an adjective. Superficially plausible, but actually wrong. A specious argument. Misleading in appearance, especially misleadingly attractive. That according to Merriam-Webster. There's an average of 15 million background checks, NICS background checks, processed every year, totaling 180 million since its inception in 1998. Of which Barack Obama has been responsible for about 60% of them. Between 98% and 99% of those checks were on regular, unrestricted people, most of whom already own at least one firearm. Of the few prohibited persons caught trying to purchase a firearm, the vast majority didn't realize they were prohibited, and they had no criminal intent. That is paramount. Why are you buying the gun? Well, I want to be competitive. Why are you buying the gun? Well, I've decided to knock off liquor stores for a living. That makes a difference. In 2010, which was typical of recent years, only about 60 individuals out of 15 million were considered worthy of prosecution, and only 13 people out of 15 million were actually convicted of illegally trying to purchase a firearm. That's not a very impressive return from a program that infringes on an enumerated constitutional right that shall not be infringed, that has cost taxpayers an estimated $2 billion so far. Now, the same people who brought us this incredibly inefficient and wasteful system want to expand this to include private transfers between individuals. And again, the idea seems on the surface to be logical and reasonable, but it's sort of like it's, you know, it's layered onto an already flawed system. It's just another rock in the stream. It's a minor obstacle at best. The arguments in favor of so-called universal background checks are, in part, an acknowledgement that the present system can't work. Just too much stream going around that rock. One more rock in a wide-flowing stream is not going to stop or even perceptibly slow the flow. There will always be plenty of ways for those wishing to acquire a gun for a criminal purpose to get them. Criminals get guns by stealing them. They buy them on the black market, or they convince a girlfriend or a family member or a paid associate to purchase them. The only reason the idea of a universal background check sounds good and seems reasonable, but, I mean, it's all based upon a fantasy. That's why it sounds reasonable. And that fantasy can't possibly work to stop criminals from getting guns. What would it do to increase the cost of firearms? Or what it would do, excuse me, would be to increase the cost of firearms, some by as much as 30 to 40%. Encumber the law-abiding, that's me and you, with additional regs, and generate a paper trail that could be, and historically has been in places like California, New York, and New Jersey, later used for registration and, yes, confiscation. Even in a recent special commission set up by the president, that concluded that background checks on private transfers would be ineffective at reducing illegal gun trafficking unless there was also universal registration of all guns and gun owners, something that we are vehemently against. So, why are they pushing it so hard when they know it's not going to produce the results that they say they're after? This is another part of their incremental approach to achieving their true goal. They push for whatever they can get. This is why gun control is always a flurry. It's a handful of bills. If one out of six gets passed, victory! They push whatever legislation they can get. When that proves ineffective, they point to the law's failure as proof that their next solution is desperately needed. Until 1968, you could buy a gun just about anywhere. Hardware stores, gas stations, general stores, also guns. Guns could be purchased through the mail from catalogs or ads on the backs of magazines. That changed with the passage of the Gun Control Act of 1968, and for the next 30 years, crime continued to rise. The law failed to do what its backers promised, but that failure was touted as proof that it just wasn't enough. So we got the Brady background check law. We got the Lautenberg Amendment that expanded the prohibited person list to include people convicted of certain types of misdemeanors. And we got the Clinton assault weapons ban. And none of these desperately needed measures produced. Once again, nothing went down because of them. And each time that failure was pointed to as proof that more laws were needed. Gun control laws do not control guns. They control people. They control behaviors. They attempt to control behavior. Where they fail is they control your behavior to legally go make a purchase of a handgun or a long gun or a shotgun or a fake gun or, you know, just name it. If it's got gun on it, you probably need a background check. But they do not diminish crime and the availability of guns to criminals. They impact law-abiding, and they often harm the innocent, like Shanine Allen. Criminalizing private transfers, which is what universal background checks would do, will not reduce crime or save lives. It's just another soundbite. It's another reasonable-sounding proposal to increase the cost and inconvenience of you exercising your constitutional right. So if you ask any proponent of these laws what they will do if the law is passed, if they're honest, they will go into a litany of other laws and regulations they would like to see enacted, culminating in the total restriction of firearms in private hands. They are never satisfied. Liberals, anti-gun zealots, whatever you want to call them, They constantly have to feed and create more barriers. Each reasonable sound, you know, if the crime truly was the guns, do you not think there would be a huge tide of calls for people just to ban them? And that's because a lot of people know it isn't the guns, because they're surrounded by them and they're not criminals. The guns don't talk to them. But this is their incremental approach. Get what we can get. When this fails, point out that we tried to get this, and this is what we need to go after next. This all, if they have their way, it all culminates with a registry. Universal background checks, a registry to make it effective, and then confiscation, because none of that works. That's the way it goes. If they start trying to confiscate, guess what? Civil war, 21st century style. That's where it ends up. Gun laws. The ones they propose, the ones they talk about, have nothing whatsoever to do with your public safety. And they do nothing to, they're not about reducing crime. And they're not even really about gun control. Really, truly. They're about the government exercising their control over you and every single facet of your life. That's what they're about. That's why when you look at all of this stuff, you have to consider what they're trying to do, which at the end of the day, what they're trying to do is control everything. Those that propose this stuff want to control everything. That's not what the founders pushed. That's not even democracy. And unfortunately for them, we live in a republic, and there's too many of us that know that. And that will be the final word. Do it again in about 22 hours. Stay safe. You know what I always say. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.